Okay, yesterday I talked about the origin of crazy and how it comes everywhere. And it especially comes down through institutions, but it affects family. And we run into the same form of bullying in Asia as we do in America. Now I'm going to talk about standing up to it and and what that means. See, standing up to the bully is very unpopular. The bully comes in slowly, calmly, starts bullying everybody around a little bit. And then basically, if you don't give the bully what the bully wants, then the bully throws a temper tantrum, a hissy fit, starts to complain, starts to whine, starts to get abusive. And more it slowly creeps in, slippery slope, boiling pot. It slowly grows, and the people stuck in the situation, left people who have to deal with the bully, slowly get used to it, and they don't know that it's choking them. They don't know how much it's injuring them. It's almost like the very slow python. That's what the bully is. It just slowly, slowly, bit by bit, creeps over, creeps in, takes over. So you finally stand up to it. People get mad. Because the bully throws a temper tantrum. The bully throws a hissy fit, gets mad, shouts, yells, screams, punches things, does things. I'll get mad and do this. And then nobody wants to hear the yelling. Nobody wants to hear the shouting. Nobody makes the bully stop. And nobody wants to hear the bully do that. So they all just do what the heck ever the bully wants. And then the bully gets control of everything. And the bully gets more and more arrogant and more confident. And eventually, it becomes nearly impossible for the bully to abdicate from the power that silence bestowed upon the bully, him or her. Well, and that's the thing, is that the bully, it does not follow the normal rules of gender. It can be anyone, any age. It could be the 5-year-old that controls the family because the parents are afraid to make the child stop the temper tantrums. It could be some old grandmother or grandfather that throws the temper tantrums and makes the rest of the family bow and obey. When you stand up to the bully and tell the bully, "No, I don't want to do that, thank you." And, "What? Well, why don't I?" The bully screams, and everybody else in the family, in the organization, in the local church congregation, in the classroom, everybody else is used to just obeying the bully, and then one person stands up and the bully throws a temper tantrum, and everybody else is like, "Well, this is not, we don't like this. We're used to never standing up to the bully." So they blame the person who stood up. And they say, "You're the troublemaker." Now, right now in America, there's a lot of that going on with Trump. He's standing up to China, and China's throwing a temper tantrum. And all of the economists, and I'm not talking about the Never Trumpers or the snowflakes or the public funding type of liberals. I'm talking about the economists. Those are the ones that are mad about Trump and China. Because they're used to kowtowing. Kowtow is the term kowtow is Guangdonghua, it's Cantonese, and it comes from Hong Kong, actually. And it means to just bow down to everything that you're told. You're just always bowing. "Oh, okay, all right, bow down. But I'm okay." And that's called kowtowing. And they have, I don't know, in Cantonese, it's probably like kowtow or something like that. And kowtow, I don't know how they pronounce it. They've got all these different tones. And frankly, the Hong Kongers don't even know how to explain their own phonetics to people. I've asked, "Can you explain this to me?" "I don't know what it is. I just speak the language." "Oh, great. Okay, so it's like that, huh?" Yep, that's Hong Kong. And that's it. I'll tell you, language is one of the reasons Hong Kong's difficult to control. Chinese soldiers were saying things in broken Cantonese, giving directions and telling the people that they're going to have to suffer for their consequences or whatever, accept the consequences of what they do. And this was being shouted by Chinese soldiers from the garrison in badly pronounced Cantonese. So Cantonese is one language is one of the things that has kept Hong Hong Kong strong against China, interestingly enough, which again is why China wants every language to be purged from the earth except for Mandarin, because language prevents them from controlling the whole world. I don't know, that's, well, you know, God was brilliant when he did that. These humans are going to do the one world government thing if they don't change, or God changed languages, simple policy decision, simple high level board decision. Oh, multiple languages on earth, and now the global tyranny thing can't happen. Hitler was always going to be destined to lose. Empires always fail because you can't have one government over a plurality of languages. It doesn't work. You could have a bilingual society, but once you do three and four languages, it doesn't work. It gets abusive. I don't want to drudge up the past, but you know, the U.S. government and the Native Americans, the Indian tribes, they want to be called Indians. They had major conflicts. Again, it's one government dealing with many different languages. And abuse follows. That's how it works. So, standing up to the bully is what the Hong Kongers are doing in China. And China's throwing a hissy fit. It'd be so simple. Carrie Lam resigned. And be reappointed by someone who's voted into office, not someone who's chosen by China. Investigate the police. International body comes in and investigates the police and holds crime trials against the police for human rights violations. Grant autonomy. They have a list of five requests. And, you know, but These are the basic things that it's about. Hong Kong could do those things, give the people everything that they're demanding, which is very reasonable demands, but they won't. And the reason China won't give in to Hong Kong is because China doesn't think that they have to, because the economists from the West, and America especially, always kept saying that China is great and must be followed. The reason Beijing thinks that they're so strong that they can do whatever they want with Hong Kong is because Western companies kowtowing to China made China think that they were that strong. All the people who won't stand up to the bully are the ones that make the bully into the bully in the first place. Think of it like a small cat. You got a house cat. And a cat starts bossing. Imagine if every single time you obey the cat like a servant, the cat got bigger. Eventually you'd grow into a tiger. That's what happens with bullies, and that's what's going on in China, and it happens all over the world. And you have to stand up to it. And if you stand up to it, everyone's going to get mad at you. Look at Israel in Egypt. Moses went to Pharaoh, delivered God's message, and then all of a sudden, you know, Pharaoh gets mad, doubles their workload, and says they got to go get their own straw also. Israel blamed Moses. You're the troublemaker. What? Moses was, by definition, he was the savior, because Moses came in and led the people out. Moses was the savior. But the people that the savior saved blamed the savior for their hardship. It wasn't Moses that killed all the babies. It wasn't Moses that made them slaves. But it was Moses that they blamed when he stood up to the bully that was doing these things. And this is a very difficult thing to grasp. Bullies have to be stood up to. And I was just talking with some Taiwanese friends the other day about this. In Taiwan, they're beaten down and they have this beat, abused dog complex. And the Taiwanese are afraid to expect their government to obey them. Now, if the people don't agree, then the government can't be sure what to do. But when the people do agree, the government must obey. That's basic democracy. And in Taiwan's old Chiang Kai-shek made in China government doesn't think it has to obey the people. Now, constitutionally they do, and the courts would enforce it, but there are people within the government who think that they're the demigods, that they can just dictate whatever the law is going to be, and that everybody has to obey them just because they have some little badge that they got yesterday. That is a lot of second lieutenants throughout Taiwan's government because of that old culture. See, that's the thing. You know, America, we're kind of used to standing up to the bully, kind of. But China comes from a kowtowing culture. And so the people are beat down, and they're not used to standing up to it. And once people can get up over the hump in leadership and they get up into the position of power, everyone just starts immediately bowing to them because they don't want the bully to throw the temper tantrum. They don't want the hissy fit. And so in Taiwan, the people are afraid to stand up. And so that's really one of the differences between Taiwan and Hong Kong. Hong Kong understands this freedom thing about 70%. Now you still got the old people in Hong Kong that are telling the young Hong Kongers, "Oh, you're gangsters. You're just making trouble." It's like, do you know how life works? Do you know what extradition to China means? But the old people, they don't get it because they're beat down. They've been forced to kowtow all their lives. And they're not thinking. They're too busy bowing. And they don't understand the young people. And so, altogether, though, I'd say about 70% of Hong Kong understands the spirit of freedom. The spirit of freedom is the willingness to stand up to the bully, even when it's going to be unpopular among your peers. Now, you kick out the bully and they're gone. All of a sudden, your peers love you and thank you for it. Because they're just a bunch of ingrates who follow anybody. They don't do anything. They just do nothing. They're do-nothings. They'll criticize you before you win, but once you win, all of a sudden, they were with you all along. Right. That's, you know, a popular opinion. You know how many companies get threatened because they advertise on a political show and they just bow down to all the political opposition, the blowback that comes because of it? You know, they're part of those masses who don't have a conscience. They don't have a direction or value system. They don't have a moral compass. They don't have something that drives them to say this is right and that's wrong. They just kowtow, 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 kowtow. And those companies that kowtow to the fake email spam hate mail that they get because of what some political guy said on the political show that the company was advertising on. And really, nobody's really angry about it. It's just like 10 people in a room spamming, creating a bunch of fake email accounts. That same company and the CEO and the managers and the board of that company all studied at the same colleges and the same school of thought as all the other companies, and they all are the same group of people that have been kowtowing and bowing to China. They all bow down to the bully, all of them. And, you know, Taiwan is about 50% in its understanding of this. And it's about to go through a crisis. And I myself have been praying and reevaluating my life. And I'm always reevaluating my life. I mean, I'm a certified life coach on two different levels. I coach myself with that first. I'd love to coach other people, but I have to coach myself first. I want to be the change that I want to see in the rest of the world. Mohandas Karamchand Gandhi. So I'm thinking through my own life here, and I'm really seeing that there are things that I need to be just ready for throughout Asia and America, everywhere, standing up to bullies and telling people that they're allowed to do it. You know, you go to the Hobbit, Lord of the Rings. You know, you stand up to the bully. You know, the people of Dale had to stand up to the dragon and to their own little king. You remember Dale was with the city that was on the water. They had this evil little king guy, and he was just, well, they had to stand up to him, kind of. And they had to stand up to the dragon and not let the dragon boss everybody. Dragon was a bully. Same thing you had the Two Towers. You know, the bullies come and try to, you know, you get this army that comes and tries to attack everybody. And you've got to stand up to the bully. And the bully's going to be mad when you do. Gandalf had to stand up to Saruman in the Fellowship of the Ring. There's a lot of stand up to the bully is a theme throughout Tolkien's work. It's very interesting. But you have to stand up even though it's unpopular. And that's where the spirit of freedom starts. You see, follow me here on the close for this. I mentioned this in the political commentary this week and the encore. October 28, 2019. You can't grant freedom to people. You know, the people have to stand up to the bully themselves. You can get people to encourage them to stand up. You can't just come in from the outside. You've got to be part of what's going on if you're going to stand up to the bully. You've got to be one member of the family who does it. You can't stand up to the bully in someone else's family. Only in your own family. Freedom must be fought by the people who would be freed. And a lot of the American wars that have come back to haunt us, like the 2003 Iraq thing with W, we were fighting for the freedom of another country, Iraq. And eventually that led to ISIS. One thing led to another. Obama pulled out and all that stuff. Iraq is not a safe, happy, wonderful country because they didn't fight for their own freedom. Now, I don't know the whole story here, but one of the issues I have with America and the Kurds is just they've got to earn their own freedom. Now, we can be a force of justice and we can get a plan for justice, but whatever is going to help the Kurds must include the Kurds helping themselves first, last, in the middle, and foremost. That's how freedom actually works. You have to be the one to stand up to the bully. You know the movie WALL-E? At the end, the captain stands up and goes and hits the button on the ship, and he's got to fight against Otto. The Hell 9000 wannabe. So you have to stand up on your own. And the people have to stand up to the bully, and they've got to do it themselves. See you tomorrow.